It's the end of an era. But do they stick the landing? We're going to talk all about it with the flags at half-mast this week on Shonen and Suds as we cover the series finale of Attack on Titan. Cody, I hope you're sitting there in full weeb salute, brother, because they nailed it.
Yeah, Chris, I mean, you know, it's hard to fucking top this, man. This is Simone Biles getting like the 50th gold medal stick in the landing. Like this is, yeah, I mean, it was great. So, you know, before we start gushing over it, you know, spoilers ahead, guys, if you guys have not seen the finale of Attack on Titan, if you haven't seen all of Attack on Titan, stop now and go watch all of it.
Cut the fucking feed now.
Exactly. Go watch every single episode now. Because it's as good as everybody says it is. Like, it is just incredible. Yeah. So, yeah, spoilers ahead. But you've been warned. Yeah, this was fucking incredible, man. It was.
And this is the only warning you're going to get. Because, yeah. We're ready to talk about it. And, you know, of course, that's what we do here on Shonen and Suds, the only anime podcast where we get good and schnookered and talk about anime. Of course, I am your host, Chris Adams.
And I am Cody Snodgrass.
I was going to say, you must have had a gullet full of margarita when I passed it over to
Chris,
you.
I shit you not. I was literally taking a sip of pineapple margarita. Spoilers for that. But, you know, that's all right. You've been
spoilers ahoy over here.
Exactly, yes.
That's right.
Yeah, man.
But no, man, this is really, really exciting stuff. And it's so great to have actually, like, literally experienced all of Attack on Titan pretty much this year. Like, I kind of absorbed it all, you know, end of 20. I'm pretty sure, Cody, I experienced it all this year. Like, if we were to go back and listen to the cast, I think we started the show this year. Nice. And, like, early this year, though, like February or March, right?
Yeah, I'd have to find out. Let me see if I can. I don't know. I'll figure it out. I'll see if I can.
Yeah, what a ride.
Go back in the data.
What a fucking ride.
Yeah, Chris, we. Yeah. It looks like January of. We started Attack on Titan on episode 130 of our podcast. So that was January 20th, 2023. And.
Oh, man.
We finished it. This is it.
Here we are.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did it all. And the thing is, like, other than maybe like an episode or two, like, I experienced the whole thing this year. And what a ride. I can honestly say, Cody, without, you know, a shadow of a doubt, I am fairly certain, at least to me, that this is going to go down as probably the greatest of all time. It's rarefied air. It is a once in a generation talent. The show was pretty perfect, and we've seen great shows just break their legs on the dismount, right? But, you know, we're looking at Yu Yu Hakusho, but this show did not. And we'll talk all about that, because I know there are some people that were, you know, like, I wanted a happily ever after. It's like, brother, that's not the world we were introduced to at the jump of this thing. Yeah. And just the way everything ends is super on brand for the world we were introduced to, you know, five seasons ago, effectively. So it's just perfect. When I say it's perfect, that's me just kind of, you know, being a little facetious. I had some very, very small gripes about it. But it was just things that I would have preferred, but they did not derail. Like, I wasn't mad that they didn't do certain things. I think it takes some of the weight off of it, some of the emotion out of it by some of the choices they made. But at the end of the day, it was phenomenal. And I don't think I would have done some things different, but I don't think it could have been done overall any better.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah, it was pretty special. Obviously, we'll talk about some small, you know, and these are gripes that we just have like a personal opinion on certain things.
Yeah, that's really like, what it is. It's not like
a plot hole or Like, it was pretty fucking perfect.
Yeah.
Like, so, you know, tip of the cap to, I believe it's Hajime Isayama.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've, God, he's only 37 years old, Chris, and he's already written a masterpiece.
Yeah, fucking masterclass on anime right there is what we've done. So everybody, any future anime and manga developer, you know, take note, because that's how you fucking do it, and that's how you land, that's how you stick the dismount. But you know, we'll dive into that, Cody. You know, obviously we got, you know, take care of the normal things. We'll have some little bit of news to talk about, nothing crazy. We've got, you know, obviously we've got to get some drinks in us. And then we got to figure out what we're, you know, kind of talk about what we're going to be doing next week. We, you know, we've kind of talked about it. You know, we're a little behind on spooky season just because of our schedules, but I think we've already, you know, we'll just leave with that, Cody. I think we decided we are going to start the, we're actually just going to do the 11 episodes of Swordsmith Village arc.
Yeah.
For Demon Slayer, we're going to dive back into Demon Slayer. Like, I can't do any bullshit coming off of Attack on Titan. I need a win after this one. Like, I need to keep the highs high.
Yeah, we can't go from like AOT to like, you know, you're fucking, I don't even know, like,
yeah,
Grudge of Edinburgh Part 2. You know, I'm sure it's going to be fine, but you know, I'm just saying, you know, yeah, we gotta, we're not going straight into that. So we're just going to go from the greatest to a pretty good one, you know, and Demon Slayer. You know, I've watched the first like two episodes or maybe about an episode and a half. I figured out exactly where, so when I went and saw the Demon Slayer thing in theaters, where it was like the end of season two, beginning of season three, or whatever one it was, it ends at the end of episode one is what I saw in theaters. So I've seen a little bit of it. But yeah, it's definitely something that, you know, it moved to the front of the line because, you know, that's how we do it around here. You know, once a new season of something comes out, we immediately throw it to the front of the line. We might, Chris, if you want to get thinking, as we're talking here, we might do a movie the following week. So keep
hey, that. I'm here for it.
But yeah, just keep that in mind.
We'll noodle that around and see what we can. For sure.
With Demon Slayer only being 1 week, I kind of want to give ourselves a little break. Obviously, you've been busy. I've been busy. The holidays are right around the corner. So I think if we
I think a movie
we'll probably get back into our classic like show movie kind of rotation for a little while. Which there's nothing wrong with that. We got a lot of shows on the horizon, and there's still plenty of movies we want to cover.
A lot of shows, a lot of movies.
Yeah, and I think.
Yeah, definitely a lot.
So next time we'll do Demon Slayer, then we'll do whatever the wins our poll, and then we'll do I guess Vinland Saga after that. Is that what we want to do next?
Man, brother, I'm here for it.
Yeah, I mean my Netflix queue say is less, just, like, I'm buzzing. In. Yeah. But yeah, definitely excited to check out Vinland Saga. I believe it's done being dubbed. It has to be done. Yeah, and if it's not, I don't care. I'm watching.
Oh yeah.
Like, I can't wait any longer.
Yeah, I feel like it's been done for a while at this point.
But yeah, and then we'll do Vinland Saga. Probably do another poll, and then I don't. Then from then on, it's probably. You know what, Chris? Actually, speaking of Grudge of Edinburgh, since I threw some shade its way, we're gonna do that after Demon Slayer. How about that?
Down that, you know what? Sounds great.
Yeah, no poll
that's
needed.
A great
no,
idea.
No thinking required on our part, which is great because we're just here.
Fucking no jacket required.
That's right. We're just here to drink and talk about great shows. And So we'll do AOT today, Demon Slayer next week, Grudge of Edinburgh, followed by Vinland Saga, and then that'll probably take us to like December something. So that'll be our schedule moving forward. So if you guys want to keep up with us, that's what you got to watch. Yeah, man. I'm excited, man. We get to finally catch up on a bunch of shows. Obviously, we got to cover a lot of cool stuff with Yu Yu Hakusho. I'm really glad we experienced that for the first time. Anytime we do one of these long shows, it gives the other shows time to catch up. So, I know we got Jujutsu Kaisen season 2 is like almost done being dubbed. It might already be done, but that'll be definitely one of the front of the line shows coming up as well for I believe it's the Shibuya incident in season 2.
Sure.
I've heard good things about it. I've heard that's when it really
sounds about
up.
Right.
So, I hope so. I hope we get some more memorable characters in Jujutsu Kaisen because Gojo is the only one
I know. Well, I'm sure
and
we
Panda.
Would.
So,
well, that's all you need to know.
Yeah, the two most important.
And the fucking homeboy that gets off promptly at 5, the old working class the working class ass kicker.
That is right. Not a whole lot of news other than just, you know, some house cleaning stuff. Obviously, we're recording this just a day or two after we did the Blood of the Last Vampire podcast. So there's really not much news other than, like, the Attack on Titan, like, wave.
Yeah, just go watch Attack on Titan. It's really the only news you need to know. Just go watch it.
Yeah,
go watch it. Start the show. Just go back to the beginning. Fuck it. Just watch the whole thing. Just watch it again.
Yeah, I mean, it won't take long. It's one of the easiest anime to watch. Like, it just...
it's
blink and
goes
you're on
down
like episode 12. You're like, why is this so good? Like, it just is.
Yeah, it goes down smooth every time. Drink it up.
I opened my TikTok and it's just like hundreds and hundreds of videos of Attack on Titan. It's like different theories and different things that you might not have noticed. And like, I don't know, it's just so cool to see everybody's perspective. And the like, entire consensus that I've seen so far is everybody loved the anime ending. The manga reader kids, the little dorks that wanted like Mikasa to say uwu and her and Eren to live happily ever after.
It don't fucking work that
kick
way.
Kick rocks, brother. Welcome to the real world. All right.
Brother. I'm gonna say it like this: there is no fucking universe, brother, where Eren made it out of this thing alive. There was no. You are fucking insane if you thought Eren was getting out of this with his head on his shoulders. Just no way. No way in hell.
Yeah, like, they were never going back to the beach and splashing each other with water and having a little fun. No, dog, he killed millions of people. Like, that's not how this works.
Yeah, because, like, even if, like, Mikasa and Armin weren't going to kill him, Levi was going to just fucking strike his head from his shoulders. There was no fucking world where he got out of that alive.
Yeah.
So you're insane. You are insane if you thought that the show was going to have a happy ending at all.
And I think if you've watched the opening 5 minutes of season 1, like, this is not a happy, you know, if you want to watch, you know, you go watch a little slice of life anime, all right? And those don't end happy either. They're usually pretty fucking sad. I don't know what anime they thought they were walking into with this. I'm glad they stuck to the manga ending, which obviously I had never read. But I've obviously seen loads and loads of, you know, screen grabs and panels of the manga. And there's, like, some small, little, subtle changes, but nothing that, like, changes the outcome or anything like that. And it seems like the big gripe was people were mad that history is going to repeat itself. But it's like, that's what happens in the world with people. Like, we are, like, war is going to happen no matter what. Like, everybody wants power. Like, that's just how humans are. That's just how we are. Like,
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, my brother in Christ, but that's just that is just definitely how it goes. And I'm really, really glad that that is in fact how it went.
Yeah, absolutely. So. We are going to jump into Attack.
We'll get into it. We will definitely get into it. But Cody, I'm quite thirsty. This gushing has left my throat a little parched. I can't imagine. I mean, I know you're like 9 readers deep. So let the rest of us catch up here, brother. So I need to know, and the folks at home already know, but enlighten me. How is your drink tasting this evening?
Oh, Chris, you know I'm running it back with the back to back weeks. of the 1800 Ultimate Margarita Pineapple. Chris, this is like 10% alcohol by volume, I believe is what that says. might be slurring my words there as I read. No, I'm teasing. yeah, I just topped off my glass here, Chris, enjoying a nice pineapple margarita once again. Maybe my new favorite drink while here. It's so, God, dude, it's so fucking good. Much like Attack on Titan.
Yum.
But yeah, it's
yes.
Absolutely fantastic. What a way to send off, you know, a top one, one of the greatest anime of all time. So, yeah, I'm enjoying a nice pineapple margarita, Chris. Yeah, what about you?
Definitely a top.
Yeah, yeah. And we'll talk about that.
Cody, I've been sitting here.
My bad, Chris. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
You're good, man. We're just too excited.
What are we drinking over there, Chris?
We're just having a classic. And I've already cracked my can, unfortunately, but we're just sucking down a tall boy, natural light, just smooth and clean and crisp while we kick our feet up, Cody, and talk about some Attack on Titan series finale, final chapter. Call it what you want. Call it what you will.
Yeah, Chris, we're here. All jokes aside, we are at the end. You know, as many memes we saw about, you know, the finale, final season, part 3, part 10, part whatever you want to call it, like...
Yeah, it's fucking over. Yeah, it's definitely over. There is no final season. It's fucking over.
Yeah, and I think it kind of hit a lot of us fans as like, oh man, like this... It's a bittersweet feeling, man. We are saying goodbye to one of the greatest... This is Kobe Bryant's final game, dropping 60 on him before. Oh. And you know, it just it's going to be missed. Definitely going to be the one of the shows that I rewatch every year. AOT will be in that mix. And yeah, it's something special, man. And I can't Chris, we're going to just dive right into it. So do we have a tale of the tape here, Chris?
Yeah, man. So I mean, yeah, it just came out.
Yeah. It came out three days ago, brother.
It just came out it was released 72 hours prior to now. But nah, man, it's fuck. Really, the only tale of the tape is it just kind of picks us right up right where we left off, Cody. And this hour and 25 minutes, what was it, like an hour, maybe an hour, I watched it on Hulu, which they got it up on Hulu very fucking quick, by the way.
I'd say
it was probably an hour and 15 minutes with if you were to include ads. Hour and 15 minutes tops.
Yeah, I have it clocked in on Crunchyroll at 125 with credits, so it's a long one.
Okay, gotcha. So yeah, just we'll round up, call it an hour and a half. But it's really just one hour and just one long fight scene. It's, you can break this last episode up into one really big part and two really, really small parts. The big part is that we're fighting Eren for a good hour of this. Then for like the next like 12 minutes, we're getting the exposition dump with Eren just kind of explaining everything to Armin, kind of just explaining everything that we, the viewer, already kind of knew and speculated. And then the last 12 minutes is really just kind of where the world goes from here.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
So it's just fight, and Cody, my fucking heart is in my throat the whole time because, like, Cody, we're coming down the home stretch. Like, all bets are off. I'm like, they're all going to die here. Now, I'm going to preface that with this. I said earlier that there was no way Eren was making it out alive. I honestly thought that nobody was going to make it out of this alive. Like, this show has made it very clear that they have no problems killing off characters. They will give people the hero's send off. They will just fucking shoot you damn near off screen if they have to. So I was worried that because nobody was safe here. Nobody.
Yeah.
The only person, I think really the only person who we knew was safe was probably Armin, right?
Yeah. I was going to say like Armin and Mikasa probably. But I mean, like you said, Chris, I mean, it just opens up and the roller coaster starts. And I mean, it's like you don't know like when a jaw titan's going to appear and just snatch up somebody or
is he dead?
Is Connie going to get chomped up by this titan? Oh, Levi saved him. Oh, but now Levi's fucked up. Oh, but then Connie saved him. It's like, brother, hearts are pounding, edge of your seat. Like, just,
Dude, I was like standing up watching some of these scenes. I was just like, holy shit. And then like, you know, it's crazy because it's really hard to do what we're watching justice. It's just a lot of fighting and they're trying to figure out, the two big things that happen here is Armin gets captured by some like bull titan and he runs into to Zeke and we get a good chunk of exposition here. But while that's happening, the fighting outside is they're trying to work their way up to Aaron's neck. You know, that's what they know about Titans, right? Where do you got to hit them? The nape of the neck. And the two MVPs, Cody, Peak and fucking Reiner, are just like, just give them the trophy. Give them the tag straps right now because they beat some serious ass in this show, like in this last episode. Just fucking, whew.
Yeah, 100%. But yeah, I guess just to kind of like break it down, like you said, we land on Aaron, like we did at the end of the final chapter, part one. Immediately, Reiner takes out the Beast Titan, only to find out it's just a shell. There's no like Zeke in it. It's just like a like a clone of the Beast Titan. Like you said, we're not going to be able to do this animation any justice. It's the greatest animation I've probably ever seen in my life. The ODM gear, you know, like the ODM scenes have already been like crazy insane since season one. And they pull out all the stops here. Like it just, the show looks incredible. So we're not going to be able to do it any justice like that. And so basically, They take out the Beast Titan. It's just a clone. They're like, how are we going to find Zeke and Aaron in this, you know, this body of bones, right? And so Armin's like, look, I'm going to use my explosion ability, and hopefully one of them will get revealed. So you guys, you know, hop on Peak's back and run away. They head towards the neck, and Armin's about to transform into his thing, and that's, like you said, the Bull Titan shows up, grabs him, and then, like, I don't know if it's not its tail. I don't know what it is.
It's him away.
It like shoves something in Armin's mouth where he like.
No, it's like his tongue.
Yeah, he like can't bite. Yeah. Armin can't bite his own tongue. He doesn't have like a blade in his pocket.
Yeah, it's very like hentai looking right here. Like, yeah. He gets a fucking a tentacle down the fucking gullet.
Right down the gullet, and of course, like, you know, Armin, you know, usually would be the most prepared. Doesn't have like the little ring that Annie has where he can cut his finger and transform. So. So Mikasa notices that Armin gets captured, and Levi's like, look, he must have been captured without being injured, otherwise, you know, any injury, he would have immediately transformed. So now they're like, alright, we have to save Armin. Armin's our fucking, our leader here, we need him, we need his powers.
Our ace in the hole!
Yeah, and this is where Peak is like, I don't really give a fuck, because I just want to kill this guy Aaron and stop the rumbling, so she like, takes the dynamite, which she's basically responsible for, as the cart titan here, and heads towards Aaron's neck. Meanwhile, Chris,
And I'm glad you mentioned like that, because that's kind of the whole thing. Like where Mikasa spends a good chunk of this episode really like inside of her own head, because Levi and Peak are kind of just like, we're going to kill him. Like, we have to kill him. Like, we there's no other way to stop this thing other than just ending Aaron Yeager's life.
Yeah, and Mikasa, understandably, she's definitely, like, struggling with it, like you said, throughout this episode.
Yes.
But Peak makes her way towards... I should also mention that when Armin got captured, he saw Ymir, like, the the original Founding Titan, Ymir Fritz, kind of, like, popped out of the side of one of, like, the spikes in Aaron's back. And it's actually her... Mm-hmm. It's her will that's summoning up all of these previous Titans. So, like... and at that point, I mean, we get to see... I mean, they break out every Titan we've ever seen, ever. Like,
the Jaw Titan, the Colossal Titan, the Warhammer Titan, or whatever the fuck it's called.
And not only the the current nine are the most current nine, you also get like all of the previous ones. So like all those cool Titans you saw in that one intro where you're like, man, where's that Whale Titan and Dog Titan and Dinosaur Titan? Like, you don't get to see all of them, but like, you get the gist that they're all like there.
They're here.
Yeah. And the Warhammer, I believe it's the Warhammer that was actually the one we saw, that the maid chick from the Tiber family or whatever she was from. I can't remember which one she was from. She's the one that actually stops Peek from getting to Aaron and kind of like impales her with her...
With her trident.
Yeah. And just holds Peek up in the air. Mm-hmm. So Peek's kind of out of commission for a minute here. Reiner's fighting for his fucking life. I mean, this dude's fighting like 40 Titans at once. and obviously all of our scouts
dude,
are like...
And it's such a mixed bag because he's like... Dude, Reiner's like breaking arms, fucking ripping necks off, and he's getting beat to shit. Like, it's just... Dude, Reiner might be my favorite character in this whole episode.
Yeah, like, it feels like hope is kind of lost. And, like, obviously the scouts are doing what they can, but Connie very quickly is like, hey, we're going to run out of Thunder Spears if we're fighting millions of Titans. So, what the fuck are we going to do?
What's also cool, Cody, is like under them, and what's happening under them, like while they're fighting on top of Aaron, you just see just the parade of like the colossal Titans.
Yeah, the rumbling.
Marching. It's just happening under them, which is really, really fucking cool. So they have to be very careful. Like if they fall, they're just dead, immediately dead.
Yeah, which we see a couple times here, and we'll get to one where, like, anytime they get hit, like, they immediately shoot one of their ODM things into Aaron's, like, body, just so they, like, even if they fall, they won't fall all the way and get trampled, right? Now, I'll let us up for a second to breathe here. Our boy on Yon Kapon, the plane does crash, but he lives, and is actually, like, we see, like, you know, Reiner's mom and... Annie's dad, and you know, a bunch of the
much all the refugees.
Yeah, and you know, they're there basically making their last stand with the military, and the military guys kind of piss me off a little bit at certain parts in this, because like when they like draw their weapons on each other, I was like, what's the fucking point? Like, y'all are gonna get trampled in 2 seconds.
Oh, brother, because they're still Cody. It's because of what. Saying they're people, they're still normal ass people that, and we'll talk more about that. I'm glad you brought that up, and we're gonna put a pin in that for a second.
Yeah, because there's another moment later on that, but like you said, we're all just people at the end of the day, being dickheads to each other. So, but yeah, Chris. And then
everything, and that will never end. That will never end.
That is right. But then everything kind of comes to a halt, Chris, when Bertolt, Colossal Titan, arrives. Like, he, like, appears out of, you know, these aren't, like, the full Titans. They're, like, white clone Titans. And somebody actually mentions, I can't remember who it is. They're like, I wonder if their minds are still in there, which also another thing we could put a pin in. Well, Bertolt grabs up Reiner. Looks like he bites his head off. And Chris, I mean, he just fucking just spikes him. Rob Gronkowski
right
spiking a football right into all the homies. Mm-hmm. And Levi's coughing up blood. Connie's out. He's like hanging on by literally a thread. Gene manages to catch Reiner. And we get, you know, like things are looking awfully grim. And we get a really cool kind of emotional conversation between Gene and Reiner as like his ODM gear is broken. Reiner's is broken. Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm sorry, man. I can transform one more time. And he's like, well, what good is it going to do if you transform and just fall to the Colossal Titans and get trampled? He's like, we're scouts. We don't know when to give up. And you can tell that hits Reiner just right in the feels. Like, our boy Gene called him a scout, too.
It's because he deliberately said, like, yeah, that's right. He's like, we're scouts. Not, I'm a scout. We're scouts. Like, at the end of the day, Reiner's still part of the gang. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and even he gets teary.
He's paid his penance.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. And, you know, he even gets choked up. And, like I said, then, like... Mm-hmm. Connie's about to get snatched up by, like, one of the random Jaw Titans. Levi saves him. Connie's still knocked out. Levi gets grabbed up by, like, a fucking snake titan and, like, fucks his leg all up and throws him to the side. And then Connie wakes up, saves Levi. It's like, fuck, man, this is fucking insane. Like, I was like, I mean, Chris, I was losing my
shit. Sweating, just wondering, like, who's dead? One of these people is going to die. Like, you're just thinking it's going to happen.
And, you know, Mikasa's doing all she can. She basically is like, you know, to save her friend, she basically is like, hey, come fight me, blah, blah, just tries to distract the other titans. And then, Chris, we hear Annie's voice. And she's like, hey, Mikasa, get out of the way. And fucking, you see, like, this is one of the only images
I had. The gang is here, fucking Annie, Falco.
Yeah, Annie, Falco, and Gabi on the wings of Gabi, Falco. Yeah. Because, you know, we kind of saw this one coming. Yeah, Falco was going to be Birdman here.
Fucking rock, flag, and eagle, baby.
We get a very iconic image, which I had actually seen before, of Mikasa in the ODM gear with the wings behind her from Falco. It's a super cool shot.
Yep.
But fucking Falco to the rescue. Yep. Birdman himself. He's learned to fly. And learned to fly. Shout out to Tom Petty. But then we get, like, basically Andy kind of brings them up to speed. They're like, we didn't think he'd be able to fly, but he figured it out, and there was no way I couldn't show up. And Gabi got her fucking Barrett 50 cal ready to just fucking snipe anybody. And you know, our crew is we get a second to breathe here, because now we kind of shift gears, Chris. This is where chapter 4 kind of begins, because Armin, you know, he's been getting, like, suffocated by this, like you said, this tentacle thing. But, like, he's having, like, an out-of-body experience where he can, like, he's over himself. Like, you gotta wake up. All your friends are gonna die. And he's like, wait a minute. He can, like, see what's happening in the outside world right now. He's like, something's fucking going on. And, like, he goes to, like, turn around, and he's in the paths. He's in the, like, the coordinate thing. And we see Zeke there, you know, making a little sandcastle. And, you know, then this is where we kind of get, like, one of the big, like story exposition dumps here. And they're kind of just chatting about, like, the meaning of life and all this stuff. And, I don't know, this is where it gets a little bit big brain, a little bit, like, 200 IQ plays here. But I think they have to have these moments in the show, you know, to let us up from all the action.
They just want to make sure we get it. They want to make sure we get that this isn't like they're not telling a linear story, in which, again, they've made this clear to us multiple times before.
Yeah, and so they're chatting there. You know, Zeke kind of goes on this big long tangent about, like, how life was started and, you know, all this stuff. Talking about, like, multiplying is, like, the fucking, like, the meaning of life, and Armin's kind of, like, almost in disagreement with him a little bit. We get to find out some more about, you know, King Fritz and Ymir.
And Ymir.
Yeah, we get to see a little bit more of that. Turns out she was always in love with King Fritz. I can't remember if we find that out here or if that's a little bit later.
They mentioned it a couple. There's a couple moments that they mentioned it. It's here and, like, closer to the end as well.
Yeah, and while, you know, he talks about that, and then Armin talks about, like, how he's always been chasing after Eren and Mikasa. Like, he's always lagged behind them. You know, but, like, those are, like, his favorite moments in life. And you see him, like, he's, like, holding one of the leaves that he remembers from that day. Like, it just, like, appears in his hand. And then, like, while he's twirling around this leaf, you see Zeke. He's talking about, like,
Zeke sees it.
Yeah, he's talking about, like, basically, like, the little things in life are what matter. And Zeke sees it as the baseball that he used to throw around with,
Yep.
What's his name? Is it Sovereign?
The Doctor.
Sovereign? Kasavern?
Yeah, Dr. Sovereign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, if I could just play catch every day forever, I'd be happy. And then, like, they turn around and you see, like, it's, like, Mr. Sovereign, it's fucking Grisha Yeager, it's Porco, Galliard, Ymir, not the original Ymir, but the other Ymir. And there's one more.
Scout that, Ymir.
It's the other guy, the owl. Well,
Bertolt's there too. Yeah.
Oh yeah, Bertolt's there too, but like Armin talks to him. Yeah, that's right. So it's just like and then they like basically like start to like work together, or like they like come to terms like life isn't just about multiplying. It's about like, you know, it's about the little things and like being human and, you know, just some stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, back on Aaron's back, Chris, we have we've divvied up into two teams. So there's the team that's tasked with rescuing Armin, which is it Mikasa, Annie, and John? No.
Mikasa. It's Mikasa, Annie, and Peek?
I think it's Connie. It's actually
Connie. It is Connie. You're right. It's Connie.
Yeah, because Peek's still...
And Gabby's like providing like air support with the rifle.
Yeah, Gabby and Falco providing air support. Levi's out of commission. And then Gene goes to help Peek. Gene and Reiner go to help Peek.
Truth be told, like, Levi's... He has, like, early on in the episode, like, and coming up here soon, like, he gives everything he's got. But, like, during this, like, middle part, he just doesn't do shit.
Yeah, I mean, his leg's pretty fucked, to be honest. Like, he is... Mm-hmm. He's fucked up. And, like, I think this is the moment... I'm trying to remember how it all goes. I'm sorry, I've only seen this
Zeke
once.
Zeke presents himself, like, he kind of, like, pulls himself out of, like, you know, like, Armin's, like, because this is where they have that long exposition. The other Titans start attacking, like, all these clone Titans, like, start attacking each other. This was one of my first gripes. I was like, this just seems really weird and out there. Like, it's like they had to, like, force us to have, like, some goons for them to fight. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I think it's pretty cool that the goons are, like, the previous, I don't know, I just think it's sick. But, you know. Regardless, that like I said, they divvy up into two teams. Annie goes Titan mode. She's fighting off as many of these guys as she can. Meanwhile, with the help of Gabby providing air support, she snipes the bull Titan or the cow Titan, whatever they call it. Armin gets out of there. He breaks out. And then we also get the iconic scene with Peek. Or maybe that's in a little bit. Maybe I'm putting the cart before the horse here.
The cart Titan before the horse.
Oh my God, that was way
crazy. Anyway, I will show myself out after that one.
Yeah. Then like we get the scene where Zeke like reveals himself. Levi just chops his head clean off because that's
He calls out to Levi. He's like, "Hey, Levi, I'm over here. I definitely did not want to see you." And Levi just immediately just flies over and just strikes his head from his shoulders.
Yeah, and there's a moment where, like, this is the moment where, like, the Titans we know kind of start helping out the homies, like, like Porco and Galliard, like, start taking out, like, they save Gene from another Titan, and then, like, Bertolt starts helping, like, after Armin talks to him in the paths. Like, I don't know, it's just... There's so much going on all at the same time. Meanwhile, there's still the conversations between like Saver and Zeke and Armin and Bertolt in the paths or in the coordinate, whatever you want to call it. Like, obviously, we can't do the animation any justice. But then we get, Chris, we get the Peek moment where she like runs down the Warhammer Titans like spear thing and then like fucking transforms like six more times. And Gene's like, oh no, like she's going to die. Like, nah, brother. She's got this.
She's like, I can do this until I'm dead. She can die as many times as I have to.
Yeah, like it is.
Yeah, Peek was beating ass. I loved it.
Yeah. And then, Chris, we get a pretty iconic scene from, like, the anime where I think it's here or during this moment where, like, the people of... God, I can't think of the name of the other island. Not Paradis, but...
Eldia, yeah.
The people of Eldia are, like, basically backed up to a cliff and the rumbling's, like, approaching, and we get this iconic scene.
No, not Eldia, Marlians. The Marlians.
Yeah, they're on Marley, that's right.
Yeah,
Eldians are the...
Yeah, because I remember it by Marley and me, that's how I remember it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, though. But they're, like, backed up against this cliff, and we get this iconic scene from the manga, where there's, like, the mom holding the baby, and she basically, like, is falling off the cliff and like hands off the baby. And they just like continuously like crowd surf the baby to the front, and eventually like when they I can't remember what causes, I think it's like the rumbling eventually like stops perfectly, like she falls and dies, but like they're passing the baby back and forth. Meanwhile, Jean finally gets to the dynamite detonator that Pete couldn't get to earlier.
Oh brother, I thought this was it for him. I was like, oh no. I was like, this is it. He's gonna kill himself to get this explosion to go off. My heart was in my throat, brother. I was like, I'm not surprised, but I was like, if any motherfucker is gonna live through this, it is 100% gonna be him. Don't have it end up like this. So I was like, no, but he does in fact survive.
Yeah, he hits the detonator, Aaron's head comes off, his like Titan head. But then we immediately see like that.
The worm thing.
The DNA, like worm-like thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going buck wild, and Reiner's holding it back as much as he could. We're getting the help from the other Titans. We get, like, this fucking sick image of Armin, like, being held by the one Titan, and there's, like, it's, like, Grisha on one side, Ymir next to him. Like, all the cool Titans are, like, surrounding him. And he hits that fucking sayonara, Aaron, and he does his big explosion ability.
A fucking mushroom cloud and everything,
dude, it was so
brother.
Fucking cool. He's sayonara, Eddie.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, all the homies are on Falco. Or escape on Falco. Huge explosion happens. Let's see here.
Well, that's where they head over. That's where they land on the refugee island, and they.
Oh yeah.
They
you get to see their families.
Because Reiner and Armin, like, they're kind of trudging over in their Titan form, still trying, and Reiner's got, like, fucking shit in his back, like, Reiner's fucked up, Armin's, like, fine, they're, like, walking over to, I think, not where the worm is, but, like, maybe, like, where Aaron's head is,
because
they're trying to, like, keep, because the thing is trying to get to Aaron.
Yeah, but we get some cool scenes with, like, Annie running into her dad, and, like, you know,
but
Gabi and Falco get to see their parents. Reiner gets to see, or Reiner doesn't see his mom yet, but Reiner's mom.
Yeah, because that is quickly interrupted by that little worm. That giant worm thing is like, it's like emitting this gas, and it's getting thicker and thicker. And Cody, they quickly realize that this is the same shit that they used
on Connie's village.
And they realize that the only people that are immune are the Titans and the Ackermans.
Yeah.
And Cody, I'm just sitting here like, oh no.
Yeah. And while this is like,
of our surviving characters are literally right here.
Yeah. And meanwhile, like Aaron as a Colossal is approaching. Basically to have like a 1v1 against Armin. But yeah, like the smoke. Isn't just smoke, it's Titan, like, fucking serum, spinal fluid, whatever you want to call it. And Chris, we get our boys, man. Our fucking boys. Connie and Gene.
Because this was an awesome scene. There was a lot of emotion here. Like, I was getting choked up on this scene. And I really hate the end result of how, like, this was how this part actually ended up. Was my biggest gripe of the whole episode. They really made us feel like, because, you know, not to jump ahead, but ultimately all of these people are fine. And I think that's a massive, massive misstep. Because we get this really great, intimate, like, personal scene with Connie and Gene, where, because these two have been in the thick of it since day one, and they're just like, well, fuck, man. Here we are, you know, like they're fucking arm in arm, like, you know, like brothers. And it's just like, it's a real heavy scene. And we're watching literally all of these people, Gabi, we're watching Annie's father. We're watching all of these refugees, their parents. And then fucking Connie,
Reiner's
and
mom.
Jean.
Yeah. Connie and Jean just fucking arm in arm, just fucking. So this is how we go out.
Yeah. And it's like the fact that, they're all okay at the end of this. I actually had a pretty big problem with that, because I think it really just, like, if they're going to do that, this scene really doesn't matter. And I think that's, that's really the big gripe I have. But ultimately, it's not enough to derail the show. I just feel like this was a really wasted opportunity. But yeah, any old who
definitely got us in our feels, especially like when that classic Titan sound cues and all the homies just turned to Titans, and like,
yeah,
Peak Levi,
because
it's like Peak Levi and Mikasa on Falco, and they're like, fuck, mm-hmm. like fuck, and then Annie, yeah. Annie sees her dad transform. And then it's basically like, all right, well, we got to prevent this worm thing from being connected to Eren. So Armin basically fights Eren in like a 1v1, and then fucking everybody else is basically like, it's Reyna and Annie that are tasked with like holding back the fucking worm thing. Now, Chris, you know what I would have loved to see was my boy Connie running with the finger guns, but that never happened, unfortunately.
Yeah. Nothing.
But
nothing.
Now there's a bunch of pure Titans, but Reyna, of course, you know, being the fucking MVP of the episode that he is, you know, he's got arrows in his back, because I forgot there was, like, fucking Archer Titans at one point that were shooting at Falco.
Oh, yeah, Reiner got fucked up, like, but he was, I think Reiner had the biggest body count in this entire episode.
Oh, man, for sure. And then we get, like, the cool, like, colossal Titan fight between Eren and Armin.
Dude, they are just fucking throwing haymakers at each other, dude. They are just winding up with a YI auto, and then just to the moon, and then to the moon, just fucking just everything behind these punches. Like, they're just, Cody, they are just fucking scrapping.
Just rock 'em, sock 'em.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it gets to that point where they're on Falco, and Levi's like, Mikasa, we have to kill Eren. This is not a fucking option anymore. Like, and Mikasa kind of has like this sort of flashback.
Like, it's kind of like, fuck!
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She like is obviously freaking out. Sorry if you can hear me pouring my margarita, because I'm pouring myself a glass here. Mm-hmm. But she has like this what seems like a flashback, but it's kind of like, I don't know. It's hard to explain until you get to like the reveal here. But it's like her and Eren staying at the cabin.
It's almost like a what could have been.
Yeah, like they're like, oh, we ran away, and like we're just gonna live out remaining 4 years together, blah blah blah. But obviously, we know that's not how that happens, right? Like, we know this is, you know, it's not reality, basically. And you know, eventually, they hug, and they like embrace it one moment, and he's like, Mikasa, please forget about me. And then we turn back to. So to present time, they're all fighting. Mikasa wraps her scarf around her, the same scarf that, you know, Eren put on her all those years ago.
Yep, and one of the big things about that that little moment is that Eren pretty much tell in this little alternate what could have been. Eren basically tells Mikasa to, hey, when I'm gone, just throw that away, throw that scarf away.
Yeah, forget about me. All
she
this,
does not.
All this mm-hmm. jazz, which obviously. Because I ain't ever gonna do that. This is
nah, she ain't about that life.
Yeah. And then Chris, we probably get like, in my opinion, the best ODM gear scene ever. Which is Mikasa and Levi. I mean, just fucking. I think it's Armin that punches Eren in the face, and then like.
Yeah, like just breaks his fucking. That's right. Because who shoots him with the thing to like break his teeth open?
Levi and Mikasa both do. Yeah.
That's right.
It's like this fuck. I mean, we can't do it any justice. But like Armin punches him, and then like you see like these big rocks or pieces of Titan chunks. I don't know. And Levi and fucking Mikasa are just zipping through it, chucking thunder spears, break through Eren's teeth because they discover that Eren's in the mouth. That's what they like assume. Mm-hmm. And there he is, and Mikasa fucking lands in the mouth, heads straight for Eren, wasting no time. He finally opens his eyes for the first time in the whole rumbling, and she fucking just. Drops his head off, man.
Right off.
Yeah. And we see, like, Eren's. Like, we see his point of view, and, like. Apparently. Is it Isayama? I'm probably butchering his name. But apparently, like, when he. Mm-hmm. When he made that manga screenshot, like, Mikasa looks. Is, like, more, like. Prettier and feminine. Like, she's, mm-hmm. like, almost, like, not her, like, tomboyish self. She's, like. in Aaron's eyes, he made her, like, he drew her, like, prettier, like, more beautiful, or whatever you want to call it. And then we get the severed head kiss, which, you know, it's kind of weird.
It's weird.
It's weird.
But you know what? But Mikasa is a weird cat. There's no, let's just call it what it is, right? She's not.
Yeah.
She's got some shit.
Yeah, and we see Ymir, the founder, is like watching this, which, you know, kind of factors in here because, you know, they've stopped the rumbling. They've stopped Aaron, and we're in our final chapter here, Chris, and we very quickly like take a different turn because now it's like Armin and Aaron as kids, and it's another one of those scenes kind of like the one with Mikasa where it's like, did this really happen? And it's basically
Aaron. This is the exposition dump. This is him pretty much. This is the first small part of this episode that I was mentioning at the beginning of this. That Aaron is now explaining everything to Armin.
Yeah, and he basically has these. We only get to see like the Armin one really, and like part of the Mikasa one, but he basically had these conversations with.
Yep.
Fucking everybody, but like the one that we really need to see is the Armin one because he kind of like he explains everything to Armin about Ymir 2,000 years ago and like being in love with King Fritz and all this shit. Like even after all the shit he put her through, like he like she was still in love with him, and that's like the reason that she has like this will to, you know,
destroy humanity, protect what she
And then,
but then there's also this whole thing about just they kind of go throughout like the various stages of their life, and Aaron is this part reminded me of like the fucking scene in the second Matrix movie where the fucking Keymaster the fucking architect and Neo's talking to the architect. That's literally what this reminded me of. Just a big exposition dump for Aaron to tell us what we already knew, that this was all caused by him. He was drunk with power because he's just as he quotes, a garden variety idiot that, you know, and he couldn't, he wanted to do it. Like he just,
and he basically kind of like in the same way, one thing I can really compare it to is like Doctor Strange, like there was no other way for this to happen. Like this was the one way that you know, his friends get to live and the Titans.
And it's because he doesn't see time in a linear fashion. He's omnipresent. He's past, present, and future are all happening at the same time.
Yeah.
And that's why he's able to, like, you know, he had all the influence, and literally everything we've watched from Jump Street has been pretty much under Aaron's influence.
Yeah, he just didn't know it until the moment he kissed Historia's hand in like season 3. Because he came in contact with royal blood, and like from then on he knew. And I think he queued up this Armin to remember these memories the moment he died, I believe is what it was.
Yep.
But like we get to see like some crazy stuff that like you don't think about, but like Aaron was actually like future Aaron was the one that like sent Dinah Fritz's Titan to kill his mom, like, which is just instead of Bertolt, which is just wild. And then we get like some cool, like he confesses that he loves Mikasa basically. You know, he like wants her to find happiness, but he also like doesn't, like he wants her to like, you know,
like pine over him for 10 years. He wants her to be miserable for 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just a neat little. I mean, and they talk about tons of different stuff. And basically, like, Aaron's like, look, I've tried everything, like every different. Like, there's no other way. There's no other outcome. He's like, I trample 80% of humanity. But you guys get to live and be heroes and, you know, all this stuff. Like it basically, like the amount of people left is the same amount that was inside of Paradis. So that way, like they couldn't like re-overthrow Paradis Island, but he's like, the conflict doesn't end. Like humanity continues to do what it does. And that's, I think, is a part where like some of the manga readers like don't like it, but it's like these are people that just don't understand how the world actually works. Like, I don't know. Like, the war is always going to happen. Yeah, it's just
long before we were alive and long after we're dead, man. That's just kind of how it goes.
Yeah, and he's like, so many times I tested, you know, everything I could, but you know, the situation always ends up the same. Like,
yep.
No matter what different things I do, it's going to end up the same. And he calls himself a slave to freedom, which obviously that's what Aaron wants, is just true freedom. Mm. Let's see here. I'm trying to think of what all.
Then really they just embrace, because it's over. Like, him and Armin have that last embrace, and he says, "I'll see you in hell."
Yeah, and Armin basically is like, you know, you wait for me there in hell, because you know that's where we're gonna end up. We've killed tons of people, and I'll be waiting for you, brother. And they have like a one big embrace. Mm-hmm. They have like the seashell moment.
Yep.
Yeah, and then he kind of explains to Armin that, like, he won't remember any of this until
after it's over or something like that. That's what he says. You won't remember it after it's over.
And so then, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, you're good.
No, please. I was saying, because after that, that's when we kind of come back to present time, and the fight's over, the dust is starting to settle, and this is where I'm pissed off all these people, because they, because I want to say, with Aaron dying, doesn't that end up killing the giant fucking, because that was the thing, like, they had to kill Aaron, which ultimately kills the DNA parasite thing.
Yeah, yeah. Which we get a cool moment with, like, where Mika's holding Aaron's head, and Armin, like, his memory
That's what's happening now.
Yeah, and he's like, you know, then he kind of lets out his emotions. But yeah, like you said, then we see, like, Connie's okay, Jean's okay, everybody's okay that just got turned into Titans. And
I didn't like that. I had a big problem with that. Which, again, whatever, it's fine, because really the big heart of that moment was Mikasa saying, I'm taking Aaron and going. I'm taking his head, and we're going to put him to sleep somewhere.
Yeah, I do
basically going to bury him under, and they know the place that they're going to bury him.
Yeah, I do like how, like, Connie, Jean, Annie, like, all of them have their, like, their little moment, like, where she's like, worry about yourself, you suicidal maniac, and Jean also calls him that at one point earlier when he blows up the dynamite, which I thought was a fun little callback. But yeah, like, the dust has settled, like, Levi, this is where we get the Levi scene where he's, like, up against the rock, and
best scene in the whole episode, like, the deed is done.
He's like, look, who's
so good.
Were you watching? And then this is where everybody who watched the episode hit the fucking weeb salute, the fucking scouts, fucking hand across the chest. Yeah, I mean, you get to see.
He was asking if you were watching that. I completed your final order.
Yeah, and I mean, we got everybody here. We got the original Levi squad, Hanji, Mike, fucking our boy Erwin Smith. I mean, the whole everybody.
The scouts, baby.
The fucking scouts, man. And I mean, if you're not teary-eyed at this point, you're not human.
You're just a cold piece of work,
dude. We get that sweet scene where, like, they fade away, and then, like, the scout logo is over Levi, and it, like, fades away, and it's just him there. I mean, like you said earlier, like, he gave everything. Like,
yeah, he had nothing left. And then I honestly thought he was going to end up dying, but I feel like if anybody in the scout, like, if what am I trying to say here, man? Because I said the same thing about Jean, but, like, I think Levi's just impossible to kill. There's no two ways to that. But then the last kind of real shit moment we have here is the military. They see all the people that are no longer Titans, but they're like guns up. Like,
now wait, Chris. Now wait, hold on. We do get one more sentimental moment. Our boys, Gene and Connie. Even though they're suddenly alive, and you know, you have a small gripe about that, they at least get to see their girl Sasha one last time.
Oh yeah, fuck.
And my boy Connie is just in shambles.
Oh, I forgot all about that. Ugh.
Like, the moments with Gabby and her parents and Reiner and his mom, like, those don't do anything for me, because, like, I don't know. Fuck those Marlians, all right? But
yeah, Reiner made his bed, but you know, Reiner redeemed himself, so.
Yeah. And then Mikasa, you know, like, I don't even know what to compare it to, like, Like fucking Harry and Dumb and Dumber. She's like, Armin's like, where are you going with Aaron's head? Home, Lloyd. I'm walking home.
Pretty much. Because that's literally where she goes. She goes back to the tree that he used to always take naps under.
Brother, how far of a walk is that? Did you walk across the ocean?
Hey, maybe. Maybe she ODM'd her way across all the... I mean, I don't know. There's a lot of...
I feel like she ran out of gas.
Hey, maybe.
Maybe a small plot hole, but it's okay. But yeah, like you said, then the same fucking general that was just like, hey, we need to work together and help them fight the Attack Titan has fucking...
Well, and that's why she leaves. That's actually why she leaves, because she's like, there's no way they're going to let me walk out of here with Aaron's body, so I'm just gonna sneak off and just go back home.
I just hate that they still fucking like put their guns up. It's like,
brother, that's people. That is people, man. Like that's the whole crux of this show. That people are going to be people no matter fucking what. I am still convinced that aliens could come out of the sky today, guns blazing, and we would still try to fuck each other over.
Yeah, but thankfully we got our boy Armin there that's like, you think if we were Titans, we would just let you guys just fucking shoot us here? We would literally,
yeah,
like, we would slaughter you, brother.
Yeah. It's like, but we didn't. Just trust us. We're not Titans. And this is kind of like the first real call to peace. And then Cody, we spent really the end of this really just with the aftermath, and we find out like that the Jaegerist movement is still very real. And while this is funny, we find out this part, it's via a letter narrated by Historia that Jaegerists have become like the main power on Eldian. And they are still like, they're still have a lot of malice towards the Marlians. And basically they become this militaristic nation that are prepared to defend themselves to the death should any kind of invasion happen again. Like, almost to the point that they would feel like they could go invade,
yeah,
you know, Marley if they really wanted to.
We should also mention that, like, how everybody sees somebody fade away, basically. Mikasa sees, like, Ymir, almost like grown Ymir. And she basically is like, you know, like, it... Like, I think I can't remember what she said. It's like something like your love life, or your, man, what is it? It's like your life must have been like a nightmare or something. Like, rest in peace, Ymir. Blah blah blah. Like, she kind of understands where she's coming from, because Ymir was, you know, obsessed with, you know, King Fritz. You know, kind of very similar to how poorly Aaron treated Mikasa and Armin towards the end. Basically, all part of his plan. But yeah, like, she kind of comes to terms with Ymir, and Ymir actually, like, fades away and, like, is gone. But yeah. Then we shift gears. We get to see Saucer's family, like, walking past the Jaegerists. We get to see Historia and her kid, who's now, like, a couple of years old, it looks like.
Yep. Because we jump to, like, 3 years after. But also, too, before we get to that, the last big scene with Mikasa is... I don't remember if that happened prior to the Historia letter or after, where she's basically sitting under the tree, has buried Aaron, made him a little tombstone, and she sees that moment where there are kids, and she kind of has like a little breakdown. I can't remember if it happened first or afterwards, because I think from there is when it kind of goes into like really the end of this thing. I don't remember the way it works here.
Yeah, that's like the very end, because we see all the homies on the boat. We got my boy Connie, got a little lettuce
basically
up top.
That's right. And basically the surviving scouts have become ambassadors. Basically, just they are just trying to talk peace and just keep hostilities down between Marlians and Eldians. And that's kind of what they spend the rest of their life doing. Because Cody, really the way this ends is we get that moment with Mikasa. She grows old and dies.
We also get the moment where she's like, I wish I could see you one more time, Aaron, or something like that. And like a bird like swoops down and
tugs on her scarf.
Like throws her scarf over her shoulder and it's like, ah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we just kind of get to see just kind of just a bunch of random scenes. Mikasa grows old and dies. The homies just eventually all grow old and die. In the background of this tree, we see civilization collapse, rebuild, technology improve, get destroyed in a war, and we ultimately see like all these missiles come down and destroy the city. The tree is the only thing that is like still standing. And Cody, where, and this is while the credits are rolling, mind you, and really the what we really get is a really cool last scene here where we are so far into the future at this point that it doesn't even matter. We are probably hundreds of years in the future. I would even dare to say we are thousands of years in the future at this point. And we get this just lone traveler, this kid, got his backpack on, he's got his dog with him, and we get a very familiar scene. He is there in front of this tree with that hole in the bottom that's large enough for him and his dog to go in. He starts to walk towards it, fucking fade to black, the end.
Yep, and there's a
what lot, a show.
Yeah, and there's a lot of theories and like people that, I don't know, there's just a bunch of theories about like how you see the gravesite where Aaron's buried and like the people that are coming up afterwards. There's a bunch of flashes of scenes. I don't know what the manga depicts, but I've heard that like Jean and Mikasa end up together. Mm-hmm. And they're the two that are visiting Aaron's grave, and then like at one point it's just Armin that visits. Mm-hmm. So like I don't know what, you know, there's the what I like to call shippers. Like, they try to ship any relationship they can. There's the people that just obviously want Aaron and Mikasa to be together forever. They don't want to think about, like, John ending up with Mikasa. But apparently, like, that might be a thing. But yeah, regardless, you know, it
doesn't matter. Because they all just grow old and die. That's, yeah, they grow old and die. The rest of their lives.
Yeah, and, you know, for all you weebs out there, Aaron and Mikasa never end up together, so get wrecked. But yeah, I mean, the show was just fantastic, man. People are mad about the history repeating itself. That's just the world, man. That's just what it is. It is what it is.
And that's literally the world that they dropped us into, and they made no bones about letting us know that's what it's been since from Jump Street. So I don't. There was no universe this show was going to have a happy ending.
Yeah, and it's like the more that like we unraveled this world and figured out like what the Titans were, and oh, it was humans sending other humans
mm-hmm.
to this island to attack other like it was like, brother, you thought this was going to end in some happy ending? Like,
no,
you opened the wrong manga, you turned on the wrong show. Like,
mm-hmm.
like if you wanted that, like,
watch literally anything else.
Like literally, like yeah, like. Most anime don't end very happily. Like, I hate to break it. Like, most of them have, like, some fucking tragedy. Like, if you wanted some just happy-go-lucky stuff, you should have turned on a sitcom or a comedy or, I don't know, something. Like, you picked the wrong show. But yeah, I mean, I thought it was great. Obviously, we can't do, like, the animation any justice, and I'm sure there's some things we kind of glossed over, but I mean, for a finale, this definitely fucking delivered on all fronts. The music was great. The emotions were great. It was like a fucking roller coaster the entire time. Yeah, I fucking loved it. I thought it was great. It just makes me want to rewatch the show and like pay more attention to certain moments. Much like anytime we watch another new episode of Attack on Titan, like there's always just like, oh, look at this foreshadowing or this symbolism or I don't know. The way they piece this thing together, it's just fucking perfect. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just perfect. Like, if Attack on Titan, when when it's all said and done in your lifetime, if Attack on Titan isn't in your top 10 anime, you either didn't watch it or you're just fucking wrong. And there's no there's no other way around
yeah.
it. Like, you're just incorrect. And yeah, yeah. Or you're like one of those weirdos that's like, oh, it's overrated or whatever dorks fucking say. This show is great, man. I don't know. It's just... Mm. Yeah. And yeah, it's just great, Chris. So with that being said, buddy, you know, I'm sure we'll talk about it a little bit more, but let's go ahead and rank this thing. Where is...
Number one. Number one.
Yeah. Kind of figured.
There's no two ways to it. It's top of the list.
I'll say it's been your number one. It's going to stay there. And I imagine it'll be there for... probably like 10 years, yeah, unless something crazy happens. But
yeah, like I said, sticking the landing in an anime, it's rarefied air. Most shows don't do it. Like I can't truly name five shows and that have like absolutely stuck the landing, because they always get weird or try to get crazy, you know, existential, or just do some real timey-wimey bullshit. They always want to do something that just doesn't, or it feels very rushed. This was great. Again, I have that one major gripe where they ruined what was a pretty great emotional scene. But that's not enough to ruin it. Like I was immediately ready to watch Armin and fucking Eren just go toe to toe as Colossal Titan. So like that thought was there and it marinated for a second and then it was immediately gone. So
yeah,
it's fine. Yeah, yeah, number one, not even close.
Yeah, and I think for me, it's tough, man. I think I'm gonna put it. I just don't know if I can put it above Brotherhood. They're both so fucking good. Like they're just the two best anime ever, and it's not particularly close. Like we kind of talked about it a little bit before the podcast, Chris, that like no other shows that we've watched are just like perfect from the beginning to the end. I think Attack on Titan's a lot more, I don't want to say like Fullmetal Alchemist is a little bit more safe, but Attack on Titan's much more like big brain moments and things like that, with the paths and the coordinates and the Attack on Titan and the Founding Titan having these powers that, you know the future and the past and all these timey things. Like Fullmetal Alchemist is much more grounded, I guess, but it's still fucking great. Like they're just so good. I think I could, I think they'll always be like my number two and three on our list. I might go back and forth between them. I've just seen Fullmetal Alchemist more, and like I'm more, you know, I don't know. I've just seen it so much, and I like grew up with it. But yeah, like these, like AOT will be in my top five probably till the day I fucking die. Like this show is just that good. Like
yeah, it honestly it trumps the nostalgia for me. Like it's just a good show with a good story with good characters that just takes me on a complete journey, and I other than a gripe or two throughout the entire show's pretty perfect. It's yeah, pretty damn good.
Yeah, and like I you know, we always talk about how there's parts of our like our rankings list where it's like below, I don't know, like Samurai Champloo, everything below that's like a little bit like a significant step below, like below Attack on Titan and Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood, like there is a fucking gap, like
a chasm. It is a chasm.
Fucking chasm of like these are the two best, and everyone knows it. Like, and it's not fucking close. Like, it is not close at all. Like you said, there's not shows that can stick the landing. Even like shows that are great, but sometimes have like weird endings where it's like I don't know how I feel about that. Like, perfect example is Death Note. All right, I know Death Note has its flaws, especially in that second half. Fucking even Erased, such a great show. Ending is a little weird. Trigun, I don't even need to. I don't even need to. Turns out we're all aliens. But I don't know. Like these two shows are just in a league of their own. And
just prime. Yeah, just
like,
prime.
Yeah,
just absolute prime.
And like I said, if AOT isn't in your top 10, when Chris, I think we could watch every anime that's ever been created, and I don't think there's a world where AOT isn't at least in my top 5.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
Yeah, it's just great. The story's great. Music's great. The intros, the outros, the characters, like, it's all just fucking...
It's the total package.
Yeah, and I can't wait to, you know, with all that being said, I am going to put it as my number... I'm going to put it as my number two for now. It's going to be my number two.
Okay.
You know, there's nothing, like, that's going to dethrone Death Note. But I think for now, I'll give the nod to AOT. There may be some recency bias... I don't care. It's so fucking good. Like, it's just...
Yeah, it just is.
Yeah. Like, nothing will ever beat a Death Note for me, but I've said that a million times. I know in my heart that Attack on Titan's a better show. 100%. Yeah, man. That's That's it, man. It sucks to see it go. I will say that. It is...
the end of an era.
Yeah, I don't think there's, you know... we'll go on to watch Spy Family and Demon Slayer and Jujutsu Kaisen and all these newer shows, but I don't think any of them can even fucking, like, scratch the surface of what Attack on Titan did. So,
nope.
You know,
not even close.
Yeah, I mean, this is the probably one of the most important anime ever. Like, definitely the most important anime of, like, the 2010s. And, I mean, it's just... If you haven't watched it, you've significantly been missing out. I'm glad we squeezed it into the podcast right before it was kind of coming down the home stretch, so you got to experience it. Yeah, man, it's definitely going to be missed. Definitely going to be in that. You know, every year I rewatch Brotherhood and I rewatch Death Note.
So yep.
AOT is right there. Like it is in the mix with those.
Agreed.
And I'll probably start watching AOT again tonight. I'll probably rewatch the finale. It's just that good.
Yeah, I agree. But that is all I've got this week. I am spent. I am a tired boy. I am ready to join Aaron in sleep.
I'll say, Chris, it is tomorrow where you're at. You're living in the
future. It is. In fact, I am living in the future, and I am trying to influence my past self to go to bed.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But yeah, guys, that is going to do it for us this week. Once again, we are covering all 11 episodes of the Swordsmith Village arc for Demon Slayer next week. And then we are going to be doing The Grudge of Edinburgh Part 2 the following week. So be sure to join us then. And yeah, that is Attack on Titan, Chris. It's over, man. So I am Cody Snodgrass.
And I am Chris Adams, and thank you for joining us on this wild ride. Da-na-na-na, da-na-na-na.
Fucking weeb salute on the way out, Chris.
On the way out.